Good morning. Welcome. Hey, family. Again, welcome to When Heaven Speaks, where revelation meets real life. I'm Pastor Zach, and today's prophetic charge is courage to keep moving. Whether you're driving to work, walking through a hard season, or wrestling with what's next, this word is for you. Let's lean in together. Scripture foundation comes from Joshua chapter 1, verse 6. Be strong and courageous. For you are the one who will lead these people to possess all the land I swore to their ancestors, as I will give them. God isn't asking you to feel brave. He's calling you to be courageous. There's a difference. Let us pray. Lord, we thank you for this wonderful day that you have made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Pour out strength into every weary heart and courage into hesitant spirits. Break off fear, doubt, and discouragement. Let today be the moment we rise, take the next step, and keep moving, not in our own might, but in yours. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Again, today I want to talk to you about this subject that's close to my heart, courage to keep moving. God wants to give you courage to keep moving. Three aspects of this I want you to take. One is this: courage is obedience and uncertainty. We're definitely living in uncertain times. And in uncertainty, decisions can be hard to make. God told Joshua to lead without a GPS, only a promise. He had no full blueprint, but he did have the voice of God. Someone listening today need to know that you don't need to know the entire path when you trust the one who made it. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6 says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Obedience is obedience when you're unsure isn't weakness. It's actually worship. So don't only just have courage in obedience during uncertain times, but number two, leadership requires lion-hearted faith. Courage isn't about being fearless. It's about being full of faith, that lion-hearted faith. What is that lion-hearted faith? Lion-hearted faith faces it, not flees from it. Joshua wasn't called to play it safe. He was called to step first so that others could follow. You got to understand this. Real leaders move afraid, but they move. 2 Timothy 1 and 7 says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. You're braver than you really know. You're braver than you think. Your obedience can unlock someone else's breakthrough. God wants you to lead, and leadership requires lion-hearted faith. Will you be that lion-hearted leader that faces whatever is before you and don't flee from it? Here's my final point today. Point three, you can't camp where God called you to conquer. Again, I say it for you. You cannot camp where God has called you to conquer. God didn't call you to pitch up a tent in trauma. You were built to cross over it. I don't know what traumatic have happened in your life, and now you're suffering from PTSD, that's post-traumatic stress disorder, because of the trauma. You were not built to stay there. You were built to cross over. Comfort zones are silent killers of callings. Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 6 says, you have stayed long enough at this mountain. People, my brothers, my sisters, it's time to shift. It's time to stretch. God doesn't bless stuff. He blesses steps. He doesn't want you stuck, but he wants you to take steps. Someone today, let's listen to me. God is saying, if you take the first step, I'll do the rest. God is calling the courageous, not the perfect, not the fearless, just the willing. Will you trust him enough to move? I want you to say yes to him today. Let go fear. Jesus is leading the way, and he wants you to just simply follow him. Pray this prayer with me today. Father, today I choose courage, even in the face of what I don't understand. I say yes. I won't sit in past pain or delayed destiny. Stir up a holy fire within me to move forward boldly and obedient. Let my faith be louder than my fear. I will go with you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. As you prayed that prayer today, repeated it after me, I believe something has shifted in your life. I believe you have a prophetic call and a mantle and a mandate that changes systems, that changes governments. Embrace it today. Courage is contagious. So your step of faith becomes someone else's signal to move. Don't stop now. Keep moving. This is Pastor Zach, and you've been tuned into When Heaven Speaks. Share this with someone who needs a push, and I'll meet you back here for another download from heaven. God blessings. May the Lord bless thee and keep thee. May the Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. May God lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Shalom, my brothers and sisters.